Yeah, the winters here are really tough. Snow, sleet, driving rain, driving wind, endless kilometres on the water, loads of weightlifting in the gym. Like it's a rough time. But you know, we all understand that that's what it takes. You know, to win medals, you've got to be out here. You know, 7 days a week, pretty much 11 months of the year. So yeah.
And I'm guessing that winter looks really attractive when you spend most of it in the gym when you're rehabbing.
Well, yeah, that, sort of. Luckily, for, well, not really luckily, but picked up an injury in January and spent the next 2 months sitting on the bike in that boathouse watching everyone suffer out here. So, you know, maybe that's okay for me, but I'm sort of the type of person that isn't really that comfortable with kind of missing out on anything. So it was a bit frustrating, but you know, I got back in the boat.
A rower with FOMO.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it must have been all the more irritating and frustrating after what was an exceptionally good season for you last year. Like, I can imagine you came up the Worlds and just thought, more of the same, please. Like, I just want to get back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we had a great season last year. Like, obviously, we were unbeaten and we had a great World Championships. But, you know, with a kind of caveat of, you know, lots of boats broke the world record and we didn't. So we kind of had more to prove, more to go. So, yeah, I was chomping at the bit to come back and improve. You know, there are lots of areas that I think I can improve on in my training, and it was kind of a bit of a setback. You know, the season is long, so although I'm maybe not quite where I was at this time last year, I'm sort of not far off, and I'm sure by the end of the season I'll be back in business.
As someone who is relatively young, relatively injury free in their career, I'm assuming you're a nightmare.
Yeah, I think I was a bit grumpy at home, definitely. you know, kind of walked in and was in a bit of pain and just didn't, you know, wasn't the happiest chap. And yeah, down here, as I say, I was kind of just gagging to get back, really. You know, just pushing the physios and the support team and saying, you know, when do you think I can get back? When can I get back in the boat? When can I get back on the ergo? And they're really good, actually. They're really good at managing it, managing me, and you know, setting out good kind of timelines and all that professional stuff. So that was good. But you know, all I care about is getting out there, you know.
And getting out there in the boat that maybe, with the performance of that fall last season, I wouldn't have predicted. I mean, a Jürgen Super 8, is that a surprise? Was that a surprise to you when Jürgen said, actually, that's what I want you guys to do this
season?
Yeah,
it was a bit of a curveball when Jürgen kind of said, yeah, we're definitely going to do the 8. Obviously, you know, we've got Hodgie, who's a really, really key figure in the team, is missing out, so it kind of makes sense for Jürgen to kind of collect everyone together and put them in the 8, so I can kind of see where he's coming from. An 8 or a 4 for me, I don't really mind. It's still the same kind of opportunity to go fast and win World Championship medals and compete at the highest level, which is why I'm here. So, you know, our team, we're really lucky in this country that our team is brilliant, our coaches are brilliant, so it doesn't really matter which boats we're in, we've always got a great chance of winning. And the German boat is always consistently really, really good. They've obviously got a really good system. And so, you know, we are obviously aiming to be totally unbeaten and nail them every time. And we'll be going out there to do that. But realistically, given what you said about previous seasons, it may not be as kind of emphatic initially as it was in the fall. But hopefully by the end, you know, it'll be, you know, has the potential to be, you know, even better. You know, I think they definitely command our respect. Every time we go and race them, they always look fantastic out there on the water. And so an element of what they do is definitely always in our minds when we train. And I think, you know, that's sort of a great, it's a bit of a rivalry, you know. It's a good thing to have in rowing. Hopefully helps them, helps us go better. It definitely helps us anyway.
You have 2 gold medals looking around from the last 2 World Championships, and I know this season is all about qualification, so that's anything in the top 5, but I think I know you all well enough to know that that won't be good enough.
Well, no, I think if we come second, you know, that will be a bit gutting. In the past 2 Olympiads, this year, you know, the pre-Olympic year hasn't traditionally been a great year for Jürgen's boat, in the past 3 Olympiads, in fact, for Jürgen's boat. So hopefully no one else is thinking about that, but part of me is thinking, you know, we really want to buck that trend. It really is awesome to win 3 world champs. Not many people can win 3 world champs in a row before an Olympics, so that would be something pretty special, definitely.